two mistakes people make is they just try to push ideals, or they have this concept of like the values, but they're not really, they haven't done enough like introspection on the team to understand like, what, how do I need to position this so it aligns with what matters to them? And then the other problem that people, mistake they make is they see these people that are like actively trying to shoot it down, and they go try to convince them. And all they're doing is giving those people ammo versus like working on the people that would be really easy to pull along.
Hey everybody, Tamara here. So excited that you're joining me for another episode of With Tamara Gondor. That's me. This is the place if you want to elevate your game, win at life, dial up your performance, and be the everyday innovator you were meant to be. I think today's guest is absolutely going to help you get there. His name is Douglas Ferguson. Let me tell you a little bit about him. And I think in reading his bio, you'll see why I wanted him on the show. He's an entrepreneur and a human-centered technologist with over 20 years of experience. He's also the president of Voltage Control, which is an Austin-based consultancy that specializes in design sprints and innovation workshops. So he's held positions as CTO, he's invested in companies, he's helped companies. His expertise around facilitation, innovation, and collaboration, I think are gonna help you go further faster. So we dig in deep. There's a lot of kind of big ahas, but also very granular tactics in this podcast that I think you're going to love. Before we dig in, let me share with you one of my all-time favorite resources out there. It is the resource that helps me get organized, structured, inspired, and just manage all those to-dos that take up my day. And that is called the Passion Planner. I know you've heard me talk about it before. It is not too late to go get one. Go get it. The back half of the year will help you, will thank you for it. Here's the thing about the Passion Planner, and I've had a lot of journals, organizers, to-do list planners in my life, and this is the first one I've really stuck with. And I thought a lot about why, because I wanted to be able to communicate that to you. When I think about the Passion Planner and how I use it, it not only helps me stay organized and do my two time lists, as I talk about, but it also helps me organize my thoughts, jot ideas down. It has time for reflection, for pausing, which is so important when you're trying to be innovative. It has things that kind of help you think through where you're headed, where you've been. It's got questions. So it's more than just a, let me put my to-do list down. It really is a planner for how you're going to accomplish your goals. I love it. Go get it. All right, let's get to my interview with Douglas. Douglas, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited partially because of your kind of expertise, but also you and I have talked, so I know you have a lot of rich insights and wisdom to give around innovation and culture. And so I'm excited for this conversation. Thanks for being here.
I'm excited to be here. And yes, it's great that we've talked. It's always fun to do podcasts and sessions with folks where there's already a rhythm established, you know, that we can just fall into a lovely conversation. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I do too. So here's the, I want to start high level before we really dig in. You know, from a human perspective, how do we figure out our value and our place in work when everything is becoming so digitized, automated, virtual? I'm hearing this a lot from people of like, Where do I stand out? How do I drive innovation when big parts of what I used to do in my job are now being taken away, which I would argue is not necessarily a bad thing, and we'll dig into it. But I'd love to hear from your perspective how you see the human side of it and how we find our place in this new world, because it is, this change is here to stay.
That's right. And, you know, kind of, it's part of I would say it's the bedrock of what we do. And it's the idea that with automation, with tooling, with the just the advancement of just technology in general, we need to lean more into our humanity. And as we shift from knowledge workers into whatever we want to call the next phase, you know, I'm a big fan of the folks at Mural, and they call it imagination workers.
I like that.
We call it humanity workers, you know, whatever it is, right?
Yeah. Well,
it's going to require us to lean into our humanity. And a lot of it is about connection. and alignment and understanding. And that's at the core of what facilitators do. And I believe that facilitation skills are going to be central to leadership and to growth as individuals and organizations. And so I think that's the